Texte numéro 26. Energy drinks, simply fuel or a flavor sensation. Highly caffeinated energy drinks have become an integral part of a frenzied workaholic culture in the UK, and nearly three quarters of young people say they drink them regularly. Popular pick-me-ups, such as Lucozade Energy and Red Bull, deliver a dose of caffeine equivalent to a cup of coffee, while their more potent competitors, Relentless and Monster, marketed to extreme sports fanatics, can contain twice that amount, around 160 milligrams per can. Around 73% of 16 to 24-year-olds now drink them regularly, market analysts Mintel said, and most say they simply like the taste. The market for energy and sports drinks has grown by nearly 20% in just 3 years and is estimated to be worth £1.1 billion annually. In the UK alone, 209 new energy drinks have been launched in the past 5 years. The drinks were selling well, despite the sluggish economy, thanks to a combination of energy-giving functionality and taste, Mintel said. While these drinks may have started off as aids to physical exercise, they are increasingly filling a more holistic lifestyle need, especially for 16 to 34-year-olds, said Mintel senior drinks analyst. Half the UK population now regularly drink energising non-alcoholic drinks, either as daytime stimulants or as mixers. Analysts believe the UK's workaholic culture is driving the drink's popularity. Two-thirds of those aged 16 to 24, questioned by the researchers, said the energy drinks improved their performance at work or while studying. An increasing number of more potent energy drinks appearing on the market has led to a number of health scares. This year, medics from the American journal Pediatrics claimed some could cause seizures, mania, strokes, and sudden death in children. And researchers from Vermont University said those hooked on energy drinks could be more susceptible to drug addiction. The Food Standards Agency says that highly caffeinated drinks, which can also contain stimulants such as glucuronolactone, taurine and herbal substances, do not pose a serious health risk, but that children should drink them only in moderation and that they should be avoided by pregnant women. In the late 1990s, the taste for energizing drinks spread beyond the realms of sport. Red Bull was the first popular energy drink to hit the UK market. Its design and marketing were based on a more potent Thai drink called Krating Daeng. 4 billion cans of Red Bull are now consumed worldwide every year. Mintel said that the appetite for a daily caffeine fix was likely only to increase, projecting that the industry could be worth nearly £2 billion sterling by 2016. Adapted from The Independent, October 2011.